Hi, this is Dr. Leung. Dr. Leung dictating. This is Dr. Leung dictating. Dictating for patient last name is Aranda, A R A N D A. Again, A R A N D A. First name is Raymond, R A Y M O N D. Date of visit is May 13, 2026. First up, patient tells me that he was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. He was involved in a traumatic brain injury period. First up, it was in 2007 to 2008. First up, patient was not certain of the exact date. First up, but he was in a military vehicle. First up, his vehicle hit an IED. First up, but there was an IED explosion. First up, he was inside the vehicle. First up, the explosion lifted the vehicle. First up, and the vehicle slammed onto the ground. First up, as he slammed onto the ground, the coma patient had ringing the ears. First up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, the next week he started having migraine headaches. First up, patient tells me this headache, his headache started the week after that. First up, a patient think his headache is because is due to the fact that he hit the seat in front of him as the vehicle slammed onto the ground. First up, patient thinks that he hit the front of the head. First up, however, patient tells me that did not lose consciousness. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, comma, patient has forgetfulness. First up, patient has insomnia symptoms. Patient also have a decrease in concentration and focus. First up, patient also have chronic headaches. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working for IT, information technology. First up, patient tells me that he has difficulty to focus and concentrate. First up, patient tells me that he's not able to concentrate and focus on his work. First up, it is affecting his work performance. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the events that he described was not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks as the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Wolford, W-O-L-F-O-R-D. First name is Carl. Date of visit is May. Date of visit is May 20th, 2026. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in between 2001 and 2002. First up, patient does not remember the exact date. First up, patient was in Barstow, B-A-R-S-T-O-W, Barstow, California. First up, patient was in Fort Irwin, I-R-W-I-N. First up, patient was involved in NTC training. First up, patient tells me that he was in the bottom of a 5-ton military truck. First up, patient tells me an equipment fell off the truck, landed on the right side of his head. First up, it was a metal piece. First up, it was heavy. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Tells me that he had complete loss of consciousness. He was confused and disoriented. He did not remember anything for the rest of that day and for a few days after that. Patient was in a confusion state for a few days. Patient had severe head pain. Patient seen the military doctor. First up, patient was diagnosed with concussion. First up, next paragraph. Patient was also playing quarterback in 2001 and 2002. First up, patient was playing quarterback for the for football in the military, first off. Patient tells me that he was knocked down several times to the ground. First off, patient hit the head several times. First off, patient got confused and disoriented. First off, however, there's no loss of consciousness. First off, next paragraph, since these events, patient have chronic headaches. First off, patient's migraine headaches. First off, patient has anger management issues. First off, patient's memory loss. First off, patient has numbness in the fingers. First off, a numbness in the fingers. First up, next paragraph. A patient is currently working for UPS. First up, a patient tells me that he works for in the office for UPS. First up, patient tells me that these chronic headaches, common memory loss, common anger issues, have resulted him to take FMLA a lot. First up, a patient tells me he need to take time off a lot. First up, patient's difficulty concentrating, focus at work. First up, patient's memory loss is also affecting his work performance. First up, a patient tells me that his headaches are affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2000, between 2001 and 2002, he was under a military truck that is 5 tons heavy. First up, a patient tells me that an equipment fell off the truck, and landed on the right side of the head, caused him to have immediate loss of consciousness, first up. As a matter of fact, the patient has confusion, disorientation for the next several days. The first up, patient does not remember anything for a few days. The first up, patient had amnesia symptoms. The first up, patient was diagnosed with concussion by a military doctor. First up, a patient also knocked down to the ground several times playing quarterback for the military. First up, since the event, patient's chronic headaches, memory loss and anger problems, difficulty concentrating, focus. First up, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the head injury followed by chronic headaches, memory loss and anger issues, are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a denotification. Next patient is H-E-I-R-D. First name is Jeffrey. Date of visit is May 21, 2026. And next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that patient tells me that in 1991, a patient was in physical training in Hawaii. First up, patient was in Schofield, S-H-O-L-F-I-E-L-D, Schofield Barracks. First up, patient was doing pull-up. First up, he was pulling up on a pull-up bar. First up, patient tells me that as he was pulling up, he tried to put his feet up, the bar broke. First up, a patient tells me that there was rust on the end of the bar. First up, the bar broke, and he fell about 10 to 12 feet. He fell about 10 to 12 feet, onto another bar. First up, patient tells me they fell on another bar on his back and the back of his head. First up, patient tells me that he hit the head hard. First up, he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient tells me that he woke up in a hospital. First up, a patient tells me that that was at least 15 minutes he was out of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient also dizziness and blurred vision. First up, next paragraph, since this event, patient has chronic headache. First up, patient has chronic dizziness almost daily. First up, patient also visual blurredness. First up, patient has decrease in memory. First up, a patient has poor memory. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently working for security. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his focus and concentration at work. First up, the headache of affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient has blurred vision. First up, patient also dizziness at work. First up, the dizziness is affecting his concentration at work. First up, next first up, this marks the end of the patient.